Welcome to the Our People Survey training. It aims to help you best use the People Survey results for your area to connect with your teams. This video will help you prepare to debrief your team on the results, discuss the results with your teams in a constructive and supportive way, and understand how to plan your next steps in working with your teams and peers to make Rio Tinto a more engaging and happier place to work. After all, best practices tell us that companies with high levels of engagement report 3 times higher financial outcomes than firms with low levels of engagement. At Rio Tinto, our people are critical for us to become a top-performing company. Our contribution to society, as well as the engagement of our employees, is every bit as important as financial results, as they go hand in hand. What we as leaders do with the survey results is far more important than the survey itself. Actions speak louder than words. To prepare to debrief your team, you should first identify the areas that have been rated highest and where there is opportunity for improvement. Use the Driver Impact Report in the Glint platform to help you identify the 2 or 3 areas of strength and opportunities for improvement. Focus on drivers with the lowest score and the highest impact on engagement. Compare these prioritized results to company and external benchmarks. Know where the scores are ahead and behind, and where there is most room for improvement. This gives perspective to the results and is a good discussion point with your teams. Understand how these strengths and weaknesses vary across different demographic populations by referring to the heat map report and filtering to drill down across your different demographic populations. For example, how does operator engagement vary across supervisors or superintendents? Explore the qualitative results or comments to determine key themes and topics, and understand how keywords connect with each other. This will give you ideas for potential root causes and suggestions for how to take action. Use the group scorecard to provide you with an overview of company results and highlight key themes and next steps. Look at the People Projects Reference Guide, which will provide you with an overview of group HR projects and initiatives that are currently underway to improve engagement and specific engagement drivers. This will help you understand what is available to you and your teams and where you can go for more information. Now, you are ready to debrief with your team. Validate the results and get comfortable with what it means in practical day-to-day examples to make the results more tangible. Refer to your own personal experiences and observations. It is a great way to open up the conversation. This builds trust and starts to open dialogue. Work with your team to get to the real reasons behind the results. Keep this generic and constructive. It is not about placing blame or trying to determine who said what, as that can be damaging and counterproductive. Be open-minded and ask questions. Show genuine interest in hearing and understanding your team's views. With the insights and information you have gained from the team, work with the team to identify what actions will help continue to build a culture of high employee engagement. It is best to focus on no more than 2 to 3 action items that you want to implement. Don't forget to focus on what you need to continue doing to nourish and grow your key strengths. In addition, you will need to identify and make a commitment to what you will start doing more of and stop doing altogether. You cannot do everything, so remember to prioritize. Prioritized actions need to be smart, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Try to identify which items will have the highest impact and the lowest effort to implement. This is where you will make the greatest difference. Remember to reference group-level actions wherever possible or appropriate. Remember, it is not always about big initiatives. It is often the little things that you do as a leader that matter most. Things like saying thank you and recognizing when one of your employees has gone above and beyond. Giving a clear sense of direction and purpose. Providing organizational context and transparency across why key decisions were made. Leading as a living example of the organizational values and behaviors, and promoting work-life balance and flexibility. These are just some of the everyday moments that matter that will ultimately improve the morale, culture, and engagement within your team. After all, when employees feel connected to an organization's culture and purpose, they perform better, stay longer, and find more satisfaction in their work. For more information and support, contact your HR business partner. A library of documents and support material can also be found on Leader Connect.